Well, I mean, obviously, as we all know, I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes April 15th or 16th. It was a Wednesday. Basically, we found out when everyone gets back, we do blood tests before we're allowed to work out. So we found out that way, and my levels were really high. Went in for some more checkups, and we figured it out. So basically, I'm on insulin right now. Whenever I eat, I got to take it. Before I go to sleep, we take a bunch of it. So my pancreas isn't making any more, so I'm insulin dependent, which is type 1. This is manageable. There's so much research behind it right now. I got great doctors. Rick's doing a great job here. I got a lot of people watching me, so it's not going to affect me on the field. I mean, it's going to make a few changes off the field, eating-wise and stuff like that. So it's going to be fine. We weren't trying to hide this. We were probably going to come out with this in the next few weeks before OTAs started up. But I mean, obviously, some people wanted to get out there beforehand. So, like I said, we're just dealing with it right now. We're trying to learn as much as possible, meeting with as many doctors as we can, getting some insight from people that have had it for a long period of time. I mean, I've got some coaches back at Vanderbilt that I've talked to a lot, and they've been dealing with it for 20 and 30 years. So, the more knowledge I get, I mean, the more control I'm going to have over this. But like I said, it's not going to affect me personally or on the field.
What was your emotional reaction when you first found out? How did it strike you?
Well, I mean, Greg called me in his office. I mean, I knew something was up. I mean, I've been kind of dealing with this since middle of October of last year because, I mean, I lost probably 30, 35 pounds towards the second half of the season. I mean, I wasn't feeling right. I had no energy. So I knew something was up. Wasn't quite for sure what it was. We thought it might be stress. And the grind of just going through a whole season. But I mean, once I got back here and started working out again, and I just wasn't making any improvements. I mean, I wasn't getting any stronger. I was still losing some weight. So when Greg called me in, I mean, he just kind of said, hey, I mean, something's up. I mean, it's gonna be fine. It's gonna affect you a little bit, but we'll deal with it. So I went down to doctors and I mean, had a crash course in diabetes. I mean, obviously I was a little bit shocked and taken back. I mean, it's a little overcoming to get that kind of news and realize that you're gonna have to completely change your life. So,
what have you been told about the effects of diabetes to someone that's your age, though?
If you get control of it, I mean, you don't really have a lot of problems. But I mean, if I let my levels go up and down a lot, I mean, there's some long-term risks that are associated with diabetes, and that's the most important part. I mean, right now, I mean, I can regulate it pretty good, but I mean, hopefully in the future I'll be able to get tighter control, and so I can avoid some of those long-term problems.
Do you have a family history of diabetes?
No.
How have you felt since you've been on the insulin?
Oh, great. I felt 100 times better. I mean, just the difference now and 4 or 5 weeks ago is tremendous. I mean, it's hard to explain. I mean, what you feel like when you're over your levels at 400 or 500, it's just it's different. I mean, you don't have any energy. I mean, you don't really want to do anything. You sleep a lot. I mean, it's just tough to deal with.
How far did your weight go down? You said, what was your lowest
weight? I probably played that last game at 203, 202.
And when was the last time you played that?
Freshman year in college, maybe. I mean, I started the season at 238.
What are you now?
220.
Other than the weight loss, were there any of the symptoms that kind of gave you a clue as to what was going on?
I mean, frequent urination. I mean, loss of energy. You're thirsty all the time. Your mouth's dry. I mean, looking back on it, I mean, you go and look at the symptoms for diabetes, and I mean, I had them all, but at the time, I mean, I wasn't quite for sure what it was, obviously.
Did you talk to the training staff last season while this weight loss was going on, or did you kind of just think?
I mean, I talked to him. I talked to Greg briefly, but I mean, I didn't think it was anything this serious. I mean, just talking to him, I mean, he said other players, I mean, in my position have lost weight throughout the season, and I kind of figured it was that, my first year starting. It's a long season, so. Kind of associated with that.
Did you have any tests before April 15th or whatever?
No.
So you just.
Did you ever feel like the loss of energy played a part in the game? Did you feel?
I mean, looking back on it, I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, I'm not going to blame it on that. But I mean, there's definitely. I mean, thinking back on it, there's some throws that I mean, I didn't have a lot behind it, and I mean, I was able to go out and perform. But I mean, I just wasn't that. energetic, and I mean, I was tired. I mean, after the games, I mean, I was completely wiped out, and I mean, some games I didn't really even do a whole lot. So I mean, I there was just something wrong.
Any close calls that might have been affected had you been on insulin meds?
I mean, who knows? I mean, I try to think about it.
And just your thoughts, knowing what it is and being able to
deal with it. Oh, I mean, that's kind of a relief. I mean, right now, I mean, when I found out the next couple of days, I mean, just happy to figure out what it was and know that it was treatable and I'd be able to continue playing football at a high level. I mean, there's, like I said, the team we got right now is doing a great job of watching me and making sure my levels are right and giving me the best care that they can. So I'm excited about this upcoming year.
Have you talked at all about how you're
physical activity affects your blood sugar. It usually lowers it. So, I mean, we just kind of have to have a close eye on it. And maybe at halftime, maybe between quarters, I mean, just check, see where I'm at. Maybe drink some Gatorade because I'm definitely going to drop a little bit during the game.
That being said, I mean, timing's never good, but does it help that it's kind of taking place now where you can adjust before the game?
Yeah, I'm glad we found out now that, I mean, in the middle of camp, we'd have to be dealing with this. I mean, right now, I mean, we'll be able to have few trial runs at it with some camps coming up and get a good feel of what it's going to be like on game day. I mean, once I get into the strenuous activities and figure out how much I'm going to fall and just how to maintain it throughout a game.
Just talk about how much of an adjustment this has been for you the last few weeks.
It's been a big adjustment. I mean, you're 25 years old. You're used to kind of eating whatever you want, doing whatever you want. I mean, going and if you want to grab a bite to eat to lunch, go ahead and go. But I mean, now, I mean, it's you're counting carbs, you're eating healthier, injecting insulin at the table. I mean, you guys got to have your insulin, some needles, your glucose meter. I mean, it's a big change, but I mean, it's something you got to deal with.
How many times do you inject?
I mean, every time I eat. So I mean, right now I'm trying to gain weight. So I mean, I'm injecting 4, 5, 6 times a day.
Have doctors told you can't have specific kinds of food?
I mean, there's a lot of theories out there. I mean, some people just go straight vegetarian with it, but I mean, I'm not going to get back to where I want to be, I mean, doing that. So, I mean, you got to have some carbs, you got to eat your protein, you got to have some fatty foods to gain weight. So, I mean, right now, they're kind of letting me eat a lot, kind of eat whatever I want, and I'm just making sure that I'm putting enough insulin in my body to control it. We've talked about a pump. We're kind of looking into it. A lot of them have wires and tubing and stuff, which isn't very practical for me. There is one out that it's wireless, and it's about this big, about the size of an egg, maybe a little bigger. And we're looking into that. But I mean, right now we're just kind of getting a feel for the insulin and just using the pens and the shots and dealing with that. But in the next 3-4 weeks, I mean, I definitely want to get into a pump because I mean, just talking with people, it seems like the way to go. I mean, you're gonna have tighter control over your levels.
Is there any worry that your career might be in jeopardy?
No, that's the first thing they said to me. I mean, this isn't gonna affect your career. It's gonna affect your lifestyle a little bit, but you'll be able to continue playing football. I mean, I'm not the first athlete to get diabetes, and I certainly won't be the last.
You talked about all the athletes that have had it. Have you talked to any of them?
No, I mean, Jay Lundberg is a guy that played here for a long time, and probably after the break next week, I'm going to try to get a hold of him because, I mean, talking with Greek, I mean, he did a great job with it when he was here and had great control and obviously went on and had a great career.
Jay, was there a time when you didn't know what it was that you feared it could be something really bad?
There were a few times, you know, because, I mean, I've always, I mean, kept my weight on even throughout the season. I mean, I never really get that stressed out about it. And I mean, just losing all that weight. And I mean, and in the weight room, I mean, I wasn't the same. I couldn't lift as much. And I mean, the last couple of years, I haven't lifted like I probably did in college. I mean, just because I'm just trying to get a little bit looser. But there were a few times, I mean, when we were in Atlanta, I mean, with me and Tony and B. Marsh, I mean, there were some times where, I mean, I couldn't even get out of the bed and go work out with them because, I mean, I was just so drained. I mean, I'd just sit there all day and sleep for like 8 hours straight. I mean, and they'd call me like, what's up? I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm just tired. And there were definitely a few times when I kind of wondered what really was wrong. Maybe it was something really bad.
How would you characterize your eating habits before you discovered?
Anything and everything. Huh? Anything and everything.
Fast food guy?
Oh, I mean, sure. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't go to fast food all the time, but I mean, I'd stop and have a burger, yeah.
So is this seriously cut into your...
It's changed a little bit, you know. I mean, that's one of the benefits of getting this, if you will. I mean, you're going to eat healthier, you're going to be a healthier person. I mean, that's inevitable because you're not allowed to eat all that stuff. I mean, I'd be pumping insulin all day if I was going to McDonald's or Burger King all the time.
Is there a reason you didn't consult any doctors during this time?
You know, looking back on it, I mean, I obviously should have, but I mean, I don't like doctors. I don't like the training room. I mean, I try to stay away from it as much as possible. I mean, I haven't really been seriously sick. I haven't really been seriously injured in my career. So, I mean, I just felt like this is something I can deal with, and hopefully it would go away, and I could get back to the player I was before. But luckily, I mean, the Broncos take a lot of precautions around here with the physicals and the blood tests, and so here we are.
Did teammates notice your weight loss? Because I know we.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone did. I mean, it was obvious. I mean, when I went to Atlanta, when I went back to Vandy, I mean, they'd be like, what's up with you, you know? I mean, going from 235 to 205 in less than 4 or 5 months, I mean, that's quite a loss.
What are you now?
About 220.
Nobody said you look good?
They're like, what's wrong with you? I mean, I was pale, I was skinny, I couldn't run, couldn't lift. I mean, it was pretty dramatic. Yeah, my mom was, she was pretty upset for a while. I mean, I think my dad handled it a little bit better. I mean, just, we talked to him, Greg talked to him a lot. Doctors talked to him. We got a nutritionist. I mean, we sat down with her, and it's not going to go away. I mean, this is something I'm going to deal with my entire life, and you got to come to grips with that. I mean, I did, I mean, the first couple days, a little bit shocked, but I mean, the third, fourth day, I mean, it's nothing you can do about it. I mean, you got to deal with it, and I mean, explaining it to them, and I mean, they're helping out, they're being supportive. I mean, whatever I need, they're there for me.
Looking back on the latter part of last season, are there any moments that you recall that where you were just like completely gassed, where you thought about coming out?
Yeah, I mean, those last couple games. I mean, if I'd scramble around a little bit and run, I mean, I'd be finished. I mean, I'd have trouble calling the plays in the huddle. And I mean, it was just an overall, I mean, it didn't really just destroy me, but I mean, just an overall tiredness, like all the time, you know? I mean, it was like I didn't get enough sleep or something. It was weird.
Did you ever think about asking to come out?
No. No.
Type 1 affects kids a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Do you expect to hear from kids?
Yeah, we're working with Dedicated to Diabetes here in town. We just, whenever I found out, I mean, that's kind of the first thing that popped in my mind was my foundation and kind of getting involved with some groups here in town. So we're teaming up with them, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll be able to get involved a little bit more, because I mean, this is, like I said, it's something that I'm going to deal with the rest of my life, and type 1, like you said, it is involved with a lot of children. So I want to help out as much as possible.
How much would you say you knew about diabetes before all this?
I mean, I knew a little bit of, I mean, health class in elementary school, you kind of learn a little bit about it. But I mean, I knew insulin was involved. I didn't know where insulin came from, didn't know what the pancreas did. Just my quarterback coach in college, he had it. So, I mean, I had a vague idea of what happened, because sometimes he would get low and have to drink a Coke or something. And I saw him doing shots occasionally. So, I mean, I had an idea, but I mean, I didn't have any clue the magnitude I'm at now.
Do you see a lot of fans in Bronco country obviously concerned about you? Any just general message you want to get out to the fans?
Oh, I'm going to be fine, you know. Obviously, this is a serious disease, and it's not going to change. I'm going to have it for the rest of my life, and it's not going to change me on the field. Or I mean, I'm going to make some lifestyle changes, but I'm probably going to be a better quarterback this year than I was last year.
Now, is this something that was something bringing on, or
They're not really for sure. I mean, type 1 is, all the research they have, I mean, they really don't know what causes it. There's a lot of speculation of different things, the flu, stress. I mean, there's all kinds of theories out there, but, I mean, they can't pinpoint exactly what happened.
Is this the type that runs in families at all?
Anything else? What
did you think of the draft and specifically Ryan Clady?
I'm happy. I mean, I talked to him a few times after the draft, and I'm excited. Obviously, he's going to come in here and make us a better football team and compete with some of the offensive linemen. So I'm excited to get him here.